朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
今天我们要一起思想的题目叫做宣教的家庭。
Today we are going to think about the mission-minded family.
我们再次来复习教会今年的主题的经文。
Let's review the Bible verse for our theme of this year.
教会今年的主题是什么？告诉大家。
It's the theme of our church this year.
代代相传。
Make disciples through generations.
那么提摩太后书二章第二节就有讲到这个代代相传的真理。
2 Timothy chapter 2 talk about making disciples through generations.
我们已经读过很多遍。
We read it so many times.
那我们也和大家一起分享，实际上我们今年还有一处的主题经文。
We also share with everybody that we have another Bible verse is the theme too.
诗篇145篇第四节。
It is the Psalm 145 verse 4.
就是刚才我们刚刚读过的，这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
That's what we just read. One generation shall praise your work so another, to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
实际上不单是这一处的经文，
It's not only this verse.
如果您去看整本的圣经，
If you look at the whole Bible,
特别是在旧约当中，
Especially in the Old Testament,
就常常的讲到在家庭当中，在家族的里面，
It very often mentioned that in the family, in the family tree,
我们要一代一代的传递给我们的儿女，我们的后代。
We need to pass down the discipleship from one generation to the next.
所以我们现在目前正处在这个家中代代相传的这样一个讲道系列当中。
So we are in the series of family discipleship through generations.
那么我们就不一个一个去读了，今天呢我们就要一起来看这样一个宣教家庭的题目。
So we are not going to read every one of them. Today we are going to think about mission-minded family.
那一讲到这个宣教的家庭啊，首先我就先想起一首歌来。
So when we talk about mission-minded family, I thought of a song.
有人能猜到是哪一首歌吗？
Can you guess what song?
也是有宣教的开始，但不是宣教的家庭。
It's started with mission, but it's not mission-minded family.
这首歌是这么唱的：有一种爱像那夏虫永长鸣，春蚕吐丝吐不尽。有一个声音催促我要勇敢前行，神灵在牵引到我的心。有人知道是什么歌吗？叫《宣教的中国》。
It's the song called
Mission China.
Mission China.
Let's see English. We do have English translation over here. 好，那我们就请小芳姐妹来给我们读一下。
The verse says, "There is a love like the endless song of birds. They sing, they chirp, they squeak. There is a voice echoing deep inside my heart. The Holy Spirit urges me to go. I'm marching on to Jerusalem."Though raincoat soaked, I will boldly go. I will declare the name of the Lord, proclaiming the victory of the kingdom of God. I will move forward in the wind, calling China to awake. If I suffer, I should shed. I will never turn my back. Holy Spirit, lead me on. I will steadfast in the Lord, send the gospel to every corner of the world.
Amen. 大家能听得清小芳姐妹的这个翻译吧？
Can you hear me?
对呀，因为我能听得到我的声音。我怕这个我们翻译姐妹的声音，这个那个喇叭不够啊。那么这首歌呢，在十几年以前的时候，在教会里面我们常常唱。
We sang the song about 10 years ago. We sing a lot of about this song.
鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们一起来为宣教的中国来祷告。
So we encourage brothers and sisters pray for the mission China.
啊，我们说那时候也刚刚进入Y2K， 是不是啊？新的千年。
And we just entered the Y2K.
那么我们中国华人基督徒华人教会的心气也非常的高。
And in China, in Chinese churches, the mission mind is very strong.
说一进入了这个21世纪。
We entered the 21st century.
那么现在就是中国的世纪。
This is the Chinese century.
啊，那时候中国真是不得了啊！这个进入世界贸易组织啊 ，WTO 啊。
At that time, China is getting great. We entered
World Trade Organization.
Organization.
不单是经济上发展
啊。It's not only financially improving.
福音也在广传。
The gospel is also preaching, spreading.
啊，那时候不单是在海外。
It's not only overseas.
啊，各处教会里面很多的华人的学人学者归主。
There's so many scholars, accept Christ.
也特别要感谢来自港台的弟兄姊妹们。
We also want to give thanks to Christian from Taiwan and Hong Kong.
啊，在早年六七十年代来到美国，他们建立查经班，建立教会。
In the 60s and 70s, they came to America and established churches.
那么经过中国80年代末啊，我们知道那个风波以后，中国人就信仰就缺失。
At the end of 1980s, people lost faith in China.
到90年代开始，很多的华人就在海外，华人就涌入教会。
Starting the 90s year, they started entered the church.Chinese entered the church.
啊，那么很多港台的弟兄姊妹就来关心我们向我们传福音。
And a lot of Christians from Taiwan and Hong Kong care about the people from China and spread the gospel to them.
啊，我记得在 Y2K 前后，那个前后大概一二十年的时候，福音非常的好传。
I remember around Y2K, it's very easy to spread the gospel.
那在中国也是同样。
It's the same in China.
啊，在这个中国的城市、乡村各地，啊，教会如雨后春笋一样，就纷纷建立起来。
Everywhere in China, rural area in the city, there's so many churches starting to building up.
那时候中国整个的气氛相对来说比较宽松，大家也能够自由的去比较自由的去传福音。我在国内那时候就是到大学里我们去扫楼啊，一个宿舍一个宿舍的。传福音。
At that time, it's not very strict, so we can freely spread the gospel. And I remember we went to the college dorms. We go one floor at a time, sweeping all the floors.
所以那时候我们就说，宣教的中国来了。
So we are saying the mission China is coming.
哎，这个上一个世纪是你们美国人宣教的世纪。
The last century is American mission century.
这个世纪要什么中国人宣教的世纪。
This century is out China mission.
啊，不过呢
，But
现在21世纪已经快过去四分之一了。
But the 21st century already passed around a quarter.
特别是如果21世纪你是从2000年1月1号开始算的话
，Especially when you count from January 1st, 2020.
时间飞快。
The time is flying.
今天我们华人教会到底有多少的宣教士差派出去？
So how many missionaries are sent by Chinese church?
宣教的中国似乎还离我们比较的遥远。
So the China mission China is feel like it's far away from us.
实际上每个世纪都是所有的信徒一起来做宣教工作的时代。
In actuality,Every century is every Christian involved in mission.
我们传福音也不是单单只是面向耶路撒冷，而是直到地极。
We spread the gospel not only to Jerusalem, we spread it to the end of the world.
那么回想华人教会在过去，我们不说远了，在过去这几十年当中的高低起伏。
So we think back the up and downs of Chinese church.
除了外在的环境，有逼迫，有压力，有世俗的诱惑。
So from outside, we have pressure, we have temptation, we have different distractions from outside.
我们还想到有一点，可能是我们华人基督徒比较忽略的地方。
We can think of one thing that as Chinese Christian that we neglected.
就是我们要有宣教的中国，先要有宣教的华人家庭。
So if we want to have Mission China, we first have to have mission-minded Chinese families.
最近在网络上面，我们有24小时的守望祷告。
So on the online, we have 24-hour prayer line.
每个礼拜我都会带一次。
Every week I'll lead one.
一次两个小时。
Each time is 2 hours.
那我们这个代祷事项当中就有一项，特别是为我们的下一代来祷告。
And one of the prayer items is pray for our next generation.
现在各地的教会老龄化越来越严重，国内、北美、世界各地都一样。
In the problem of the church, Chinese church is the old generation is getting old.
我们的下一代有许许多多这种流失的情况。
We lost next generations.
上了大学了，不去教会了。
Once they get into college, they don't go to church.
有了孩子了，有了下一代了，自己忙起来了，忽略了信仰了。
When they have children, they are busy, so they ignore their faith.
若是我们的家庭这个信仰的传承我们都没有建立好。
If we didn't keep the passing our faith to next generation, if we don't do that.
我们这个向内的传我们还有亏欠，我们怎么又谈得到向外去传？
If we cannot pass our faith down to our family, our church, how do we spread the gospel to outside?
所以我们这里首先要强调一点，我们这个宣教的家庭不是每个家庭都去做全职宣教士，不是这个。
I want to clear something. When we say mission-minded Chinese family, I'm not saying every family go to the mission field.
如果你看英文，我们叫 mission-minded. 我们在我们的思想当中，在我们内心里面，我们要把这个使命，这个宣教的使命时刻牢记。
So what this means is that we keep the mission in our mind. We think of it all the time.
当然，另一方面，我们也知道。有的家庭家族他们真的是代代的相传，而且是为主在神国宣教福音广传上面做出极大的摆上。
But we know some families are passing down through generations and they put all their effort into the mission.
实际上我们中国人宣教的家庭第一位。
So who's the first mission?Minded family in China.
我刚才故意说的是中国人，我没有说华人。
What's the?
英文比较难翻译，都是 Chinese.
Chinese in China. What's the first mission-minded family?
Yeah, our China people. 这个家族呢是个白人的家族。
It's a Caucasian family.
但是我为什么说他们是中国人呢
？But why did I say they are Chinese?
因为他自己说的。
Because he said he's Chinese.
这个家族是戴德生家族。
This is the Hudson Taylor family.
到他到第四代的时候，戴季宗牧师，我曾有几次有机会和他一起有在不同的营会当中有服侍。
I serve with Hudson Taylor's great grandson in different settings.
就是右下角这个照片当中。那个比较秃顶的，就跟我一样比较秃顶的那个
It's on the
那个白人
right corner, right hand side, down there corner that was bald-headed.
戴季宗牧师
is 戴季宗 pastor.
他的中文讲的跟我们大家一样好。
His Chinese is as good as ours.
他讲起来他就说我们中国人，他不说你们，他说我们中国人，我们中国人。
When he would say we Chinese, he doesn't say you Chinese. See. Considered himself as a Chinese.
他说我们华人教会。
He said our Chinese church.
这是戴德生家族。
This is Hudson Taylor's family.
这个家族呢，人家说就加引号，他说真是代代相传，因为他们是姓戴的。
Because their last name is Dai, same as generation. So they are people say they are truly passing down through generations.
就是左边的这位Hudson Taylor, 他是中国内地会的。创始人。
The picture on the left is Hudson Taylor. He's the founder of Inland China Mission.
1865年建立这个 China Inland Mission.
1865, he founded the China Inland Mission.
100年之后 ,1964 年内地会改成海外基督使团。
In 1964, 100 years after that, it changed the name to Overseas Chinese Mission?
Yeah, OMF. Yeah. 今天在世界各地拆派了许许多多的宣教士。
They send missions to all, everywhere in this world.
那这个戴德生家族呢到现在是第五代。
So, the Hudson Taylor's family now is the fifth generation.
但实际上前面还有四代，他们现在是九代。
So, but before the Hudson Taylor, there were four generations before him. So totally, there are nine generations.
一个非常重视宣教工作的这么一个家族。
So this family put strong emphasis on mission.
戴德生他的曾祖父叫做戴雅各 James Taylor.
His great grandfather is James Taylor.
James Taylor 他自己悔改信主以后啊，他就非常的热心传扬福音啊。
James Taylor, after he repented and became a Christian, he was very eager to spread the gospel.
那么从那以后呢，就成为他们全家族的传统，一家人来侍奉神。
So after that, the whole family, different generations, came together and served God.
那他的儿子就叫做戴约翰张 Taylor。
His son is John Taylor.
啊，那包括戴德生的外祖父母都是牧师啊，牧师夫妇、牧师师母。
So Hudson Taylor's great grandfather from his mother's side are pastors.
然后这个 Hudson Taylor 爸爸叫戴雅各，又是 James Taylor 啊，也是非常敬虔、迫切祷告啊、热心宣教的人。
Hudson Taylor's father called James Taylor is very devoted Christian, he prayed earnestly and is very mission-minded.
啊，那戴德生呢，就出生在这样的一个家庭当中，英国人。
So Hudson Taylor, born in such a family, he's born in England.
所以他这个 Hudson Taylor 他自己很早他就立定了这样一个宣教的心志。
So in early ages, he decided he is going to be a missionary.
1854年。22岁的时候
when he, in 1854, when he was 22 years old,
带到中国去宣教
he went to China for mission.
那从那以后直到今天他们整个家族连续五代在中国宣教
So since then, until today, there are five generations from his family in, are missionaries in China.
然后后面是戴德生、戴存仁、戴存义、戴永勉、戴绍曾到戴继宗，这全都是 James Taylor 的这个。然后后面就是那个罗马数字一二三四五，都很有意思啊。
So all his children, 陈约、陈叔、陈雅 ，they are all of
English is all James Taylor.
Yeah, James Taylor, one, two, three.
Yeah, and James Taylor the first, James Taylor the second, James Taylor the third, yeah. 然后这个到戴季宗啊，这个也叫他 Jamie Taylor 啊。那么呢，直到这个戴季宗啊，就是右下角这个图片，那么呢，他娶了一个华人太太。
The first generation, James Taylor, on the right hand side corner, the old man, he married a Chinese girl.
然后呢，他们三个孩子，你看也在这个三个混血的啊，很漂亮的孩子，叫程约、程书、程雅，就是继承约书亚。
The the children have the name from the book of Joshua.
就至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
From the verse, as me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
到现在已经160多年。
So till now is 160 more than 160 years.
这个戴家在中国这个宣教，他们已经把自己完全当成中国人啊，娶了中国太太，生了中国的孩子。
The Taylor's family recognize them as Chinese. They marry Chinese and then they live like a Chinese.
在中国的宣教是一直没有间断。
They never stopped missionary work in China.
戴德生有一句名言
There's a famous quote from Hudson Taylor.
他说假若我有千磅英金中国可以全数支取假若我有千条性命绝不留下一条不给中国
If I have 1,000 pounds, I will give it all to China. If I have 1,000 lives, I will not keep one, not giving to China.
今天的中国还有戴德生的纪念馆
There's still a memorial building for Hudson Taylor in China.
是从讲到文化交流的角度来纪念这个家族，纪念戴德生。
It's from the exchange of culture to put a memorial building for Hudson Taylor.
纪念这个家族为中国所做出的贡献。
Want to commemorate the contribution to China.
但实际上，戴德生这句话 还没有讲到这里就结束。
But his quote is, did not stop there.
后面还有一句，不，不是中国，乃是基督。
Following that, it says, no, it's not China, it is Christ.
是为了基督的缘故。
It is for Christ.
全人摆上，全家献上，一代一代的献上。
He offered himself, his whole family, his generation through him to Christ.
那我们今天要和大家分享的，我不是说我们每个家庭都要这样全职去做宣教。
Today I'm sharing with you, I'm not saying that every family need to be on the mission field as a full-time missionary.
但是我们有没有这样一个宣教的心智？
But do we have the heart to, a mission-minded heart?
那讲到宣教家庭，第一点，我们要向我们的下一代去传福音。
So talk about mission-minded family, the first thing we need to do.Spread gospel to our children.
我们再来复习这节经文，诗篇145篇第四节，这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
Let's, read it again. It says, one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
我们讲过所谓的这个 battleground, 啊，一到大选的时候，这个 battleground state, 这个战场州。
So when we talk about battleground, when, election year, we talk about battleground state.
实际上最重要最重要的战场乃是下一代的心灵啊。
The most important battleground is the heart and the spirit of the next generation.
那我也感谢神。现在呢有越来越多的父母意识到这个子女从小在信仰当中成长，能够领受福音，能够在福音当中扎根，这个重要性。
I give thanks to God because more and more parents realizing how important it is to, keep the children grow up in a Christian family and keep them rooted in Christianity.
就我们教会已经有很多这个父母包括我们德恩堂父母让我帮忙写推荐信，要把自己的孩子送到基督教的学校里面去读书。
There are so many parents in both carry.Church and Durham Church asked me to write recommendation letters because they want to send their children to Christian schools.
我这写的多了，我已经都轻车熟路了。这个填这个表格到哪里我都知道怎么填了，然后一存就寄过去。
I've done so many of that. I know the forms where to put what. It's easy for me now.
那我自己的小孩，这个孩子小的时候呢，其实我跟师母当时。也挣扎过，到底是把孩子送到基督教的学校，还是自己在家 homeschool 自己教育，还是送到公立学校
？So when our children were young, I struggled with, my wife and I struggled whether we should send our kids to Christian school or should we homeschool them.
但是我们那时候还年轻，请教一些长辈的，特别是一些美国的一些白人的牧者。
We were still young, so we consult with other.Caucasian Chinese, Caucasian pastors.
那么他们告诉我们呢，当然有不同的这个意见，但是总体上来说就是都可以。
There are different opinions, but basically they say either way is fine.
你给孩子有基督教的在家教育或者送到基督教学校很好。
Well, if you teach them at home or you send them to Christian school, that's very good.
如果你把你自己的孩子送到公立学校里面去
，If you send your kids to the public system,
you got to make sure he or she is a little missionary.
你要确定他是个小宣教士。
所以我们小时候，从我老大小时候就跟他讲，你是一个小的宣教士，
so,
你是神的孩子。
So I told our eldest daughter that you are a little missionary and you are children a child of God.
我们的大女儿这么小的时候，那个时候大概就是。五岁
，When my oldest daughter is about 5 years old.
那么在这个家里面，那时候外公外婆来看我们。
When grandparents came to visit us.
那个我们这个女儿呢，五岁啊，然后就去跟姥姥就去跟她讲福音啊。
Our daughter will go and talk to grandparents about the gospel.
跟她讲一句话，然后问她说：“你信吗？”
Well, she will talk to them and then ask them, "Do you believe?"
然后这个姥姥说：“我再想一想。”
The grandma said, "I need to think about it."
然后她就继续再讲。
And then she will continue to try to persuade her.
讲一段，然后又问你信吗？
And then she asked, "Do you believe?"
姥姥说我再想一想。
The grandma said, "I need to think about it."
然后她就又继续跟她讲。
And then she was continues to talk about it.
后来这个姥姥就跟我们讲，在教会里面跟其他的这些弟兄姊妹讲，说这个孩子这么小太可爱了。
The grandma told pastor and his wife, and then told to the people in the church. She said she's so cute.
但是另一方面，我们把我们孩子送到这个公立学校，而且那还是二十多年以前的。
But on the other side, if we send our kids to the public school, and that was 20 years ago,
你可要千万记得，这个世界也在影响我们的孩子。
You need to remember, the world is also influencing our children.
所以我今天在这里不是说我们基督徒孩子绝对不能上公立学校。
I'm not saying that our children cannot go to public school.
但是你能够 make sure.确定你的孩子信仰上够坚强，真的是能够做一个 little missionary 吗？
But would you be sure? Could you make sure that your children are little missionary because they are strong in their faith?
我们做父母的，甚至要付出更多的时间、心血、精力在信仰上面来帮助、来引导我们的孩子，来抵挡来自世界潮流的那些影响、那些误导。
As parents, we need to put in more time and energy to root them in Christianity so they can fight against the influence from the world.
在这节经文当中告诉我们两点。
In this verse, it tells us two things.
一个，我们要颂赞神的作为。
One is that we praise God's works.
还有，我们要传扬神的大能。
The second is declare God's mighty act.
我们凡事把我们的一切的荣耀赞美都归给我们的主，我们的神。
In everything we give glory to our God.
不单是在外人面前，
It's not only on outsiders.
在我们的家庭里面，
Within our family.
我们要告诉我们的子女，
We need to tell our kids.
我们的子女告诉他们的后代，
Our kids tell their kids.
神在我们的家族，在我们家庭生命当中所赐下的丰盛的恩典。
What kind of blessings that God has give to us in our family?
我们所有的一切都是来自神的，真的。
Everything we have came from our God.
如果没有神，我们一无所有。
If we don't have God, we have nothing.
我师母有时候这个表现一点亲热，就是说两句这个我爱你，你爱我呀，这样子一个 hug 呀，我们都不背着孩子。
Sometimes when I show affection to my wife or to each other, we say, I love you, and we don't hide it from our kids.
让孩子看到爸爸妈妈是彼此真诚相爱。
We let our kids see that we love each other sincerely.
这个家庭里面有爱，有温暖。
There's love and warmth in our family.
我们也告诉孩子若不是出于主，那是不可能的。
We told our kids that if it's not from God, it's impossible.
那我们这个家早就没有了。
If there's no God, we don't have this family anymore.
是神的拯救临到我们。
It's God's salvation came upon us.
我们一起去传扬神的大能。
We need to praise, declare God's mighty acts.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。